flips and repeat after deserving care. Today's date is 01/20/5/23/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Gary Macellari. Macellari spells MECELLARI. Gary spells GARY. Date of birth is 05/14/1993. 22-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient stated that today he was, correction, stated that on Tuesday he was outside with his kids making a snowman. Said he lifted the heavy snow and as he turned his back closed up on me, close quote. He described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7/10, worse with motion. Said pain sometimes radiates to the back of his calf, the back of his thigh, comma, he denies bowel or bladder dysfunction, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, in mild discomfort. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 134/71, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. Back. Reduced flexion. He has tenderness on the lateral surface of his lumbar sacral spine. Muscle rigidity is present in the lateral surfaces of his lumbar sacral spine. No bony tenderness to palpation. No step off, no crepitus. He has full range of motion of his lower extremities. Strength in his lower extremities approximately 5/5. No muscle wasting or atrophy, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2-10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is back pain. Number 2 is back muscle spasm. Number 3 is back strain. Number 4 is radiculopathy, period. A patient was seen in September for a back pain of similar mechanism. At that time, he was given a CT scan to have a study done in his back. He stated he did not have that study done because he was very busy. Said he had to move twice and got caught up at work, period. We talk about getting that study done so it will help us identifying pathologies that may be causing his frequent back pain, period. Next paragraph. Non-traumatic causes of back pain was reviewed as follows, semicolon. Next line, patient is not diabetic. Next line, patient has no history of IV drug use. Next line, patient has no history of Foley catheter use. Next line, patient has no history of recent back surgery or any back procedure. Next line. This is the second visit for this patient in 4 months. Next line, patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. Next line, patient denies a fever / infection of a known etiology. Next line. The patient was given injection trigger point in his back. Next paragraph, procedure. Next line, procedure was explained to the patient. We talk about complications, include infection, recurrence, and the procedure not helping with his back pain. He was offered referral. Open parentheses. Declined referral, stated he has no insurance. Close parentheses. After explaining the procedure, patients gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph. Patient I identified the site of maximal pain. We identified two sites. One on the left lateral surface of his lumbar sacral spine and one on the right lateral surface of the lumbar sacral spine. Patient did not indicate any pain in his bony structures, period. Next line. Site was marked with a skin marker. Next line. Site was prepped using betadine and alcohol. Next line. Hurricane spray was used for initial localized anesthesia. Next line. Dexamethasone along with 3 cc's of lidocaine were mixed together. Next line. A site on the right was injected first with half of the medication. Next line. The other site was injected with the other half of the medication. Next line. There were no complications, period. Patient tolerated procedure well. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none, period. Next line. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion and advised that he should not have this procedure done within the next 3 months. He says he understands and will comply. Again, I emphasize the need for a CT scan to be done of his back for us to make an informed decision as to what may be causing his recurrent back pain. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.